There's obviously a lot of interest in understanding whether discoveries in genetics can guide interventions. And there are examples in medicine, for example, cystic fibrosis. We've identified the gene that's responsible for cystic fibrosis. We've known about it for a lot of years. It's been difficult to use that information to develop better interventions. And so what we think might happen in genetics related to brain disorders is that it will give us a better way of diagnosing the disorder. And if you have better diagnosis and earlier diagnosis, you can develop interventions that are more effective. We're really interested in pursuing this, for example, in autism, where the earlier the diagnosis, the better the intervention has in terms of moving things on a typical path.